Here's a reminder to get the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, a wonderful respite, a moment in time where you can enjoy Phil's view on life, along with his many guests. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show netcast and radiocast. 45,000-plus hours available at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription, a BSP, for a month or for a year, and feel as if life is finally taking its foot off your neck.
God, Bob.
Well, that's how I feel.
I'm Bob Green.
I'm Coach Vernon Dozier.
And tonight, we debate the merits of football.
On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And Bob Green and Coach Vernon Dozier are my special guests, and they will be debating the merits of football. And I would have to say right off the bat here, Coach and Mr. Green, you guys are decidedly taking an opposite point of view from what people might expect.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yes, as a matter of fact, thanks, Coach. We are, Phil. I support the playing of football. I enjoy it. I think it's an exciting game to watch. I think it's a good sport for young people to involve themselves in, so long as it's monitored, and we don't have the kinds of serious injuries we've been seeing. And I think that it's great for the country. It's a sport that millions of people enjoy. And in many ways, it's become the national pastime of the United States, supplanting or surpassing in popularity baseball.
And Coach Dozier, you've spent most of your life coaching football, but not anymore, huh?
No, Phil. As a matter of fact, I resigned at Belmar Academy.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No, that's that is...
I was not aware of that before we came on.
Coach Dozier told me, and we didn't have time to inform everybody, you have quit as head coach of Belmar Academy.
I have resigned my position at Belmar Academy for a number of reasons, but the primary reason is the game is, it's teamwork. I don't know. You know what? I like it. I like the game.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I changed my mind.
Well, you know.
So then we don't have a debate.
It doesn't look like it, no.
Well, I'm sorry, but I now that I think about it, I do like football.
Well, what do I do?
What do you think of football?
I like it.
Okay, so there's no debate.
Yeah, there's no debate.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and there is no debate between Bob Green and Coach Vernon Dozier on the merits of football.
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Hello, everyone. This is General Galen Shaw reminding you, if you like that segment, there's more to come of the insane and wacky world, the goofy, kooky world of Phil Henry. And you should get a Backstage Pass subscription so you don't miss one kooky, wacky moment. Yes, with a subscription, you not only listen to the daily podcast, you can also, the netcast.
Right.
But you can also listen to the archives, 45,000-plus hours. We dare you to find any show that has as large an online presence as ours. If you do, good for you.
Yeah, all right.
Otherwise, get a subscription to The Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And now The Phil Henry Show continues with Dr. Jim Sadler.
Thank you. This is Dr. Jim Sadler, and I want to thank Phil Henry for allowing me a little bit of time here on the webcast to talk about our new Haunted House Tour that we will be commencing next week. And we want you to sign up to go on the tour of the haunted houses in the San Diego County area and North County and also parts of Orange County. When I say the San Diego County area, I mean the city of San Diego proper, and then North County, which is north of San Diego City, but it's in the county, and then parts of Orange County, which would be the southern parts of Orange County bordering on San Diego County, which is not the most heavily populated part of Orange County, but there are haunted houses there, and we want to take you on a tour.
Now, what about the fact that what about the fact that it's not Halloween?
Yeah, let me address that. You're about the 16th person.
Sorry,
but you are. You're about the 16th person, General, to tell me that I'm doing a haunted house tour in January, and that Halloween was 2 months ago. I understand. I know. I didn't think of it at Halloween. It only occurred to me yesterday that we could do a haunted house tour of San Diego County, North County, San Diego proper, and Southern Orange County.
So you just thought of this yesterday?
Yes, I just thought of it yesterday. And what difference does it make?
Well, so you've made all the preparations.
I've made all preparations. Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, what preparations do you need? I can rent a bus. I can pick everybody up at a central location, which could be my office. My office is located in the gas lamp district of San Diego, you know, near downtown. So go down to the gas lamp district. We could pick out a spot, a restaurant or a bar. We could meet there. I pull up in the bus.
Are you driving the bus?
Yes, I'll drive the bus.
Don't you feel like you should have had some of these details worked out?
The details are worked. Can I just finish what I'm doing here?
Sorry.
So Margaret and General Shaw already have asked me the questions that, yeah, I do have the answers. And I'll give them to you if you call me, okay? Or you can log on to our website. But I'm just making the announcement that we're going to have a haunted house tour. I know it's January. I know it's not Halloween. And I know that I'm driving the bus. I got it figured out, okay? So if you want to take a haunted house tour, what?
You said haunted mansions.
No, I didn't. No, if you don't mind. If you want to take a haunted house tour of San Diego, let's just say it's San Diego County and Southern Orange County. That clears everything up. If you do, then I'll tell you where we're going to meet in the gas lamp district in San Diego. And that will be this Saturday night, or maybe we should do it on Saturday because the sun's out. It's in the daytime. You'll be able to see, but it's cool. It's more scary. It's more scarier at night.
You got it all worked out, don't you?
Do you mind? So it's scarier at night, so we probably do it at night. Even though it's harder to see and you won't be able to see the haunted houses. You're right, I almost said mansion, but I wasn't even thinking of saying mansion until you brought it up. The haunted houses. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a tour of haunted houses in San Diego County and Southern Orange County. I'll be driving a bus. We can take a maximum of 30 people. We'll give you the website where you can sign up. I'll be driving the bus.
Now, you said that already. I'm sorry.
I'll be driving the bus, and then I'll give you the place where I'll pick you up, and you get on the bus, and I'll take you to the haunted houses. God damn, man. Break my fucking balls.
We'll be right back.
No time like the present for a Phil Henry Show backstage pass. A subscription to Phil Henry's show for a month or for a year provides you with much-needed sustenance, much-needed upliftment, humor, and an elevation in total of the mood. It helps with the serotonin levels. It helps with all of the neurotransmitters that transmit inside the brain. Inside the brain, those positive bits of information that keep you looking forward as opposed to backward. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, all of that can be yours. It can help you in innumerable ways by getting a Backstage Pass subscription at philhenryshow.com.
Yes, get it for a month or for a year.
The greatest value online other than porn.
Hello, I'm Keister Muldoon, and I've been worried about things. Keister Muldoon has got your back. It's the Keister Muldoon moment. I've been worrying about a lot of things, and I want to share those with you on the Keister Muldoon moment. I don't want you to have to worry about these things. I'll worry about them, and then I'll tell you what they are, and I'll let you know I've already got a head start on thinking about these things and worrying about these things. And the first thing I'm gonna remind you of is get some sunblock, because the summer's coming up. You'll be laying out, and you'll be laying there, like what I do is I like to lay on my back, and I spread my arms and my legs, and I kind of give a big sigh of relief that, oh, it's summertime. Oh, you know how that feels, don't you, when you lay on your back, and you feel the heat of the sun and the warmth of the sun, and you say, it's summertime. And what you don't think about is the sunblock, because you can get sunburned. So Keister Muldoon is here to worry about that for you. So I'm worried that you don't have any sunblock in the house. I'm worried you're not going to be hydrated. So get some water. Here's something else to worry about. I'll bet you haven't thought much about
Valentine's Day, it's still January. You got to go out and you got to get some candy. And you got to go out and get candy for Easter, too. Now, I know you think, well, the last minute I'll get her a box of chocolates. You can go to the store and pick through what everybody else has been picking through, like you're picking through garbage, because you've seen how people leave those aisles where the candy is in the stores. It looks like a tornado hit the place. It looks like a bunch of savages came in and tore open the boxes to see what kind of chocolates they have. And so at the last minute, you're left to pick a box of chocolates out for your sweetheart that looks like some animal went through them and picked through them, and you don't know their hands have been in. You don't know what kind of disease. And the other thing is, too, Easter's the same way. You want to get the nice little Easter baskets. You go into the store. The Easter baskets look like some animal has gone through them. So I would, if I were you, get out there and now, as soon as they, you know, you can call the store. Are your Valentine's chocolates ready? They'll tell you. They won't lie. Yes, they're out today. Okay, good. I'm on my way. And you can do the same thing with are your Easter baskets out yet? Yes, they are. Okay, great. I'm on my way. And that way, you're first in line. You get the Easter basket, you get the chocolates. And I would say, just to be a good citizen, don't pick through it and rake through it like you're some sort of a beast, a beast of prey. Be respectful of the Easter basket, the chocolates that they put out, and get your box, get your Easter basket, get to the checkout stand, get it, and then get out of there and get home. And now you've taken care. So there, sunblock, Easter, Valentine's Day. What about 4th of July? Do you have fireworks? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I can go and get the fireworks. No, you can't, because by the time you think about getting fireworks, every marginal character you know, every sketchy person who shouldn't have their hands on fireworks at all, who should not be allowed to touch any kind of explosive, let alone just a firecracker, all those strange people with no children, no spouses, guys that spend most of their time alone, now they're over there at the fireworks stand buying up all of these explosives, and in one fell swoop on 4th of July, they light them all off with a slobbering grin on their face, scaring the living hell out of every dog and cat in the neighborhood. And meanwhile, a sane person like you, who just wants to get some firecrackers and some Roman candle and have some fun and light it off and watch the lights and the colors, there won't be anything left, because some guy who spends just about all of the year in a storm shelter someplace and then comes out the light of day to go get himself some fireworks so he can pretend like he's blowing the world up, he's the guy that goes, he gets all of the fireworks. So get out and get those fireworks ahead of schedule. So right there, you got Easter, Valentine's Day, you got sunblock for the summer months, and you got to go get your fireworks. I'm Keister Muldoon, and this is the Hen House stuff that I worry about, so you don't have to. I'm letting you know about it now. So that's it. That's all I have for you today. Tune in to me tomorrow. I'll have other things that I can get you prepared for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Phil Hendry Netcast.
Hello, this is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Every week, myself and my fellow OSFERS, sub-commanders, and others involved in the Citizens Auxiliary Police safety protocol are out in the community trying to keep you safe. Yes, we are technically law enforcement officers because we do have the power of citizen's arrest. We know what a citizen's arrest is, and we are applying it properly. And because we wear our uniform, which is a non-standard pith helmet, blue armband, wingtips, Bermuda shorts, and now a t-shirt, not a dress shirt, but a t-shirt, because we do wear that standard uniform, there's some people out there that think that they can sort of look at us, you know, and laugh about it and give us a hard time. I can assure you that this is probably going to be one of the biggest mistakes you make, because during this part of the year, when there's a lot of football fans who are not only at their homes celebrating and enjoying, yes, they'll have a cocktail. There's nothing wrong with having a cocktail and perhaps some hors d'oeuvres or wheat thins with cheddar cheese, or however you enjoy the different foods that you eat. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And there's nothing wrong with going to a restaurant where you're watching the game on a big screen TV. You're availing yourself of some of the happy hour food that they have, whether it's dirty rice, or you can get, I know, some of the crab cakes if you like. There are any number of foods, and of course, adult beverages. It is the over-imbibing of the adult beverage that we're concerned with, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I love a good football game as much as the next person. I love a good sporting event. But what we don't want to see are loud, unruly, aggressive people talking loud, walking around like you own the place. A lot of people have talked to us in the past, and they've said, well, you don't really have the right to tell a guy how to walk. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to walk. What I do is I monitor people in case their behavior begins to look like it's aggressive. So if a guy gets up to go to the bathroom, let's say he gets out of the booth with his friends, he says he's going to go down to the men's room, go bathroom. And he's walking slowly and he's looking around as he's walking. Right there, you know, my antenna's up. Because I'm sitting at the bar, I'm sipping a lemonade or a soft drink, a Coca-Cola. I cannot have alcohol when I'm on duty, but I'm sitting at the bar, clearly seeing me, all of the people there, they see my armband, they see my pith helmet. They know a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer is in the establishment. And when I see a guy get up from the booth and he's walking slow, he says he needed to go to the bathroom. Well, okay, if you need to go to the bathroom, you're going to go to the bathroom. Why are you walking slowly and scanning the room like you're looking for somebody to pick on or somebody to give a hard time to? See, right there. So my antenna are up for that. I will slide off of the bar stool. I'll walk over very patiently and I'll say, is there something I can help you with? Is there something? And if you look at me and you go, what business is it of yours? Now all bets are off. And I'll say, okay, I'd like to see some ID. If you don't mind, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, at this point, some people will say, no, I'm not going to show you any ID. And that's when I tell the sub-commanders and I tell all the other support personnel, you know what, screw this. Let's go and get some crab cakes down the street. I'm not going to have their food here. Let's go down and get some, you know, lobster and some crab cakes and forget the whole thing, you know, because if people don't appreciate us, it used to be that we might do a three-step takedown. It used to be that we might hold the individual. Sometimes we will. Sometimes I'll reach, I'll grab the upper part of the arm, and I'll say, okay, I'm holding you for questioning under Citizens Auxiliary Police, or excuse me, under Citizens Arrest Law. And if you then say to me, you have no right to hold me, then I have to let go of you. And then I say to the other sub-commanders, you know what? This is bull. Let's get out of here. Go down the street. We can get some soft drink and some hard cider, some hard Mike's Hard Lemonade over at that liquor store, and let's just sit on the curb over here and drink it, you know, because I'm done. However, if you slap it away, if you slap my hand away, then we have an opportunity for a three-step takedown, in which I would like you to stand there and wait for the other officer to come over and kneel behind you. It's pretty complicated, but just remember to, you know, just be cool out there. You know, because there's really nothing I can do about it. I'm Jay Sanderson at Citizens Auxiliary Police. Let's have a safe and sane and happy football playoff period.
Jay Santos.
You know, I've been telling you about the backstage pass for a long time. It's Bud Dickman, and a lot of you say, but tell me about the backstage. I've been hearing you talk about backstage pass. Is it really true? Is it true I can get for a month or for a year and have all of 45,000 plus hours of the Phil Henry Show website at my disposal? Yes, it is true. And I tell people this, and they stop me in supermarkets and on the street, and they'll say, hey, and 45,000 plus hours, and also do I get access to like all the home movies and the video casts and also the pre-show where Mr. Henry, you know, goes through all of his planning for the show? I go, yeah, all of it's there. It's true. It really is. And you can get it for a month or for a year. So wherever I am, and if I see you out there and you want to ask me about the Phil Henry Show website subscription, please, by all means, do, because I love talking about it. Nothing I like better than talking about the Phil Henry Show website. I also like talking about women and how good their butts look, and, well,
I had to belt you, you know.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, a subscription for a month or for a year.
I'm sorry, I drifted into another topic there.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Berman, and welcome to the Berman Beat. And it's something that I look forward to, being able to join you here on the odd occasion on the Phil Henry Show webcast that you allow me into your home. And I use that phrase. Isn't that interesting? That's a phrase, when I say that you allow me into your home, that is a phrase that I was reluctant to use. And I told people, I sought out the counsel of L. Ron Martin, who's the general manager of Channel 19, which is, of course, where I ply my trade. And I talked to Phil Henry, and they both of them asked me, they said, the phrase that you're worried about is inviting me into your home. I said, yes. And they said, why? I said, because I have, and it's I'll be very honest with you. I have a bit of an inferiority complex. When someone allows me to step into their house, I feel good. I feel grateful. I feel honored. But I also cannot get rid of the feeling that I'm not quite clean enough to be in their home. And the reason for that is that at my very heart and soul, while I'm a newsman, and I'm a very hardworking newsman, a hardworking journalist, I know that I come from some very degenerate roots. I come from a background that I can't really talk to you about. Not criminal, but degenerate and perhaps even worse than degenerate. I would say aberrant. Not illegal, nothing that would have, not really, as a young man. As I got older, as you know, I got involved in illegal activities. And this is a hell of a thing for me to be talking about because I'm a news anchor at Channel 19 News, a respected news anchor. But that triggered this in me. When I said, thank you for allowing me into your home, I suddenly was aware of how much I just, in a figurative sense, how much I stink and how much I'd stake the place out coming into your home. Having said all of that, let's just back up.
You might want to do this again, wouldn't you?
No, I don't want to thank you. Gloria Grover is here. What are you hanging around for?
I'm with my son, if you don't mind.
She's with me, Berman, okay? All right, I just don't know why she's hanging around here. I'm on the air. No, I'm not going to do it again. I'm letting people in on my feelings about myself being allowed into their homes. Now, when I'm on Channel 19 News and I say, good evening, this is Don Berman, and this is the Berman Beat, 19 on the line. That's the name of our, we've changed it a few times, but I think I'm going to go with that one. This is Channel 19 on the line, the Berman Beat. Thank you for allowing me into your home. I say that every night, and I tense up inside. Almost, I'm almost physically ill because it's difficult for me to reckon with the fact that people let me into their homes when my view of myself, as much as I respect myself, my view of myself is someone who, I am a very fastidious man, so I'm talking in a spiritual sense here. I'm talking in a symbolic sense. So when I come into your home, I stink like something out of a garbage dump, okay? I'm saying morally, ethically, spiritually, I stink like something that you found underneath an old newspaper. So I'm honored that you have allowed me into your home, considering the fact that I smell like an open grave.
And I'm Gloria Grover. I'll pick up from here, Don.
Well, they didn't tell me. Oh, I'm segueing into you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Don, for that. Look into your soul, into, I would say, your blackened soul.
They didn't tell me.
It's my airtime now.
They didn't tell me you'd be following. I'd like to talk to Mr. Henry, please.
Mr. Henry won't be until tomorrow.
Well, I want to talk to him.
Yeah, you go ahead. You talk to Mr. Henry. You should have looked at the schedule, Don. I was on right after you.
I had no. If I'd known that, I would have fumigated this place.
What difference does it make? You're not here now, so whatever you need to fumigate, someone else has to deal with. This is Gloria Grover.
You talk to my mother like that, Berman? Get out of my way, Grover. You can't talk to my mother that way.
Oh, my God, you clocked my son.
I sure did. And there's more where that came from, too.
Lay there, Larry. Just lay there. I've got this to do, and I'll get over there.
Excuse me while I step over top of your son.
Don Berman just assaulted my son, Larry Grover. Laid him flat, right? Larry?
Go, Kerry.
Yeah, he He put him down. He put him out. Larry's insensible right now. What I wanted to do is to come on and wrap up and say, we appreciate you listening to today's netcast and the Phil Henry Show, a variety of different people, a variety of different perspectives, a variety of different takes on life and different things that they wanted to pitch and sell, from haunted houses to whatever it was Berman was saying. You know something, I don't know where you are, Berman, but you know, I agree. When you walk into anyone's home, whether it's your newscast, here he comes.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to put, you put hands on me, my face will be the last thing you see ever.
Oh, boy.
So Berman said that when he comes into someone's home, he figuratively or spiritually stinks like an open grave. I can tell you that he literally does.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not just saying. Get out of here. Don Berman is in big trouble. Don Berman is in big, big trouble.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I wanted to say. I actually had a few other remarks prepared, but I think that's probably going to... I don't need to say any more. Me? The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
What do you smell like now, huh?
You want to get a whiff of this?
Oh, boy.